We've only been friends about 3 years, and but sometimes you meet a man and the spirit is the same as you. And he becomes a brother in a way that just takes years and years to do. And we just sing off exactly the same page, except for he's a nutter and I'm normal. You probably gather that one. So Steve and Mara live in Sydney. Of course, none of us are jealous of that at all. On the harbour, spit the dog, in a beautiful flat overlooking that bay, which of course is a lot more beautiful than here. But they've got this wonderful place there, which one day we're going to go and see. And they've had a huge impact on my life. A huge, huge impact on my life and on Sandra's life. So I really want to honour them. And this week they've been working with the leadership team. They're, for those who don't know, they're management consultants. And they have both do that professionally and within the realm of church. And they have been exceptionally generous in gifting their time and their flight costs to River for nothing and come back again and again and again. And that is sowing big time. And so we're just very grateful for that. And when he was with us this week, he just shared a little thing that he felt that he had for us as a team. And when he shared, I thought, man, this is so good. You know, you can have me here every week, but Sydney only comes during the Ashes, you know. So I thought we'd have a bit of Australian preaching. Is that all right?
During worship, I was thinking, what am I doing here in Marlow? Like, you know, we live in Sydney. We didn't even know we didn't even heard of Marlow 3 years ago. And like how God works, like he connects this with that and that with that and this with that, and here we are on this Sunday, whatever the date is, 2009, and we're here. And as you were praying for the community and praying for holiday week, somehow God's connecting someone with someone that's connected with someone else, and they end up here, and you can't plan that. How did I ever know, coming from that southern hemisphere with that great... I won't say it. What am I doing here? I didn't, and I think that we know there are people in the community. There are people out there that can be here. And when they come, we come with God's heart to find in them gold. And God's been talking to me a lot about gold that's in our hearts. It's in every heart because he deposited that gold. And we know to find gold, it takes a little bit of effort. Has anybody been gold panning? You know, a couple of people. And, you know, here you are in a stream, a river, you know, a stream, and you've got this pan, and the pan and the bottom of it has got ribs in it. It's got these four ribs. And these ribs are like hands trying to catch the gold. They're like fingers. And you always find gold deposited in the bend of a river. And what you do is you get the dirt and put it in the pan and you let the water wash gently, gently, gently wash the dirt. And all you're focused on, your entire focus, is looking at these hands and trying to find a speck of gold. Can you picture that? And you find the tiniest speck of gold, and everyone within a 100-mile radius knows about it. Look, 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 I found some gold. God's gold panning your heart. He wants you to gold pan your heart. Life takes bends. And in those bends of your life, your river of life, gold is being deposited. And it's hard to find at times. At times there's a whole lot of silt and a whole lot of dirt that is collected in that bend in the river. And we focus on the dirt. the religious spirit focuses on the dirt. The heavy laden heaviness of life focuses on the dirt. But the Holy Spirit doesn't. God doesn't. The human spirit focuses on the dirt. But the quickening spirit, focuses on the gold. And Mara and I have been working and developing people for many, many years, and God has given us this revelation to be, we teach everything about life, but God only wants us to minister the gold, to find the gold, because all he wants to do is to minister to you and you to minister to you through his spirit, that you find gold in the bend in the river. Each turn you find the gold. His hand is the pan. His hand is helping you. And when you find a speck of gold, rejoice. Rejoice, because there's another speck. And then there's another speck and another speck. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Glory to glory. He will add to those specks, and all of a sudden he'll gather enough of them in the palm of his hand and turn that gold into a nugget. And then the nugget will go through some refining. The fire of God. The fire of God will refine it, and he will shape that gold into something you could never imagine. I stand here today as a completely different person to what I was 30 years ago when I found Jesus, and what I would have ended up if I didn't. I'm only standing here because God has taught me to find gold, and he has refined it and refined it and shaped it. So I pray. Can we just pray? And I'm going to give this to Al. I pray for every heart that right now you focus on gold in your heart. Focus on the goodness and the kindness and the gentleness. Focus on the power God has given you, the vision he's given you for life. Focus on your heart's desire. Focus on who you can be. Focus on the dreams and the visions God's given you. Young people, focus on who you can become. You might be a Barack Obama. You might be a great minister of the gospel. You might be someone amazing that is sitting in your heart, because to do that you need to find the gold that God has deposited. You are predestined. And let us find that destiny by finding the gold. So Holy Spirit, you are the water that washes the dirt away. You are the water in the stream that just washes the dirt away, as we focus on the hand of God that captures the gold in every heart. I pray that we find the gold in each other, not just look at the dirt. There's enough dirt. But I pray that husbands and wives look for the gold. Fathers and mothers, look for the gold in your children. Children, look for the gold in your mother and father, and your brother and your sister. Employees, look for the gold in your employer. Employer, look for the gold in your employees. And when someone is dysfunctional out there, look for the gold. Find the gold. Search out the gold. And let the Holy Spirit wash away the dirt. In Jesus' name.
That was worth coming for, wasn't it?